From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 20th, 2018. This week's episode is the third in a series on Virginia's freshwater mussels and efforts to restore the populations of these important filter-feeding components of aquatic environments.
The main things that we do is we produce the mussels. Thousands of juveniles sitting right in here. All these containers are full of juveniles, and they're growing like weeds.
That's Jess Jones, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the director of Virginia Tech's Freshwater Mollusk Conservation Center, informally known as the Mussel Lab. We're focusing this week on the operations used at the Mussel Lab to raise or propagate freshwater mussels. The Mussel Lab follows a complicated 12 to 18 month process involving mussel larvae, or glochidia, several fish species that serve as hosts for the glochidia, precisely filtered water, a food source of algae and bacteria, and a series of containers to hold and nourish mussel juveniles as they grow from microscopic size to about 20 millimeters, or about 3/4 of an inch. Those laboratory-raised mussels are then released into suitable habitats in Virginia rivers to help restore natural populations and help the recovery of species listed as endangered or threatened, either on the federal list or Virginia's state list. For a few more details on the Mussel Lab's operations, have a listen for about 2 minutes to additional comments by Jess Jones, recorded at the lab in June 2018.
Collecting fish oats from the wild, and then we're getting the pregnant female mussels from the wild as well, non-lethally extracting the larvae, collecting the larvae, and then infesting the fish oats. The larvae stage of the freshwater mussels, called a glochidium, it's a parasite on a fish. And then they insist in the gill tissue of the fish when they transform the juvenile stage. And they break out of that cyst and then they drop down the tank bottom. At that point, they're a developed juvenile and they can start growing into an adult. Once we have the juveniles collected, counted, and the data recorded, then the next step is to start the culturing process. So we have more than 100,000 juvenile mussels sitting in these boxes right now. And that water is specially prepared, filtered pond water that comes into the lab. So all the particulate matter, all the invertebrate predators, all the biology, greater than 5 microns, is filtered out. It's critical. If we don't do that, those predators can get into the boxes and eat all the juveniles. The mussels are like little cows. They're feeding on bacteria and plankton and plant matter. But if they don't have that bacterial gut content replaced on a regular basis, they can't digest their food and they'll ultimately starve. In the grow-out building, we like to get them up to about 20 millimeters. 20 millimeters, we can tag them and then release. The grow-out building is a very dynamic building. We're bringing in water from the pond. The conditions in the pond are always changing in terms of the productivity of the pond. So the sedimentation rates and the containers here in the grow-out building need to be monitored very carefully. I monitor them every single day. Sediment levels get too high, cover up the mussels and kill them. I gotta watch this stuff like a hawk. What we know is that this system works. When we release these mussels to the Clinch River, we see high survivals.
You had to figure all that out, or you had to test all that out.
It's taken a long time. It's about 20 years worth of research or more.
During the nearly 20 years since the Mussel Lab's construction in 2000, innovation, experimentation, and practice have developed a successful operation for raising and releasing thousands of mussels annually into natural habitats. The fourth and last episode in this freshwater mussel series will examine the release phase of Virginia Tech's mussel restoration efforts. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.